Welcome to Kinky Introverts, BDSM at home, with your host, Brian and Kitten.
On today's episode, we're doing Laird Kinks.
This is where the evil training comes in.
I don't think so. Maybe this is a different It's like, I've done plugs. This ain't it.
This is different.
It's
a whole different shape.
It is. It's weirdly angled and whatever. I don't even want you touching it. I know you're just telling me.
Monster.
All right, before we begin, please visit our website, kinkyintroverts.com. Visit our Etsy shop at etsy.com/shop/kinkyintroverts, and we would appreciate your patronage at patreon.com/kinkyintroverts. Oh, we're also trying out Buy Me a Coffee. So if you would like to support us by buying us a coffee, find us at buymeacoffee.com/kinkyintroverts. And if you need any of these links, please go to our show notes and they will be there for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So we played Layer Kinks, and the way that we played it was we each, like, I dealt out five cards. So we had five cards each, and since I'm bottoming, I can only pull two cards. He could pull three cards. So he pulls his, or he drops his card. I drop mine. He drops his. I drop mine. He drops the last one. We got five cards, and then from there, we narrow it down to three. Right before we pulled cards, I told him about this thing that I desired, and I told him that I really wanted to try, predicament bondage with an anal hook. And we've had an anal hook for many moons. We've had it for years. It's just been hidden in a storage bin, yep. And then it was placed away in the dungeon in a cabinet that we really don't really go in for anything much.
Now we can hang it on a wall.
Yep, after we stick it in my ass.
Yep.
So, I told him about this, and then we were like, well, we got to play Layered Kinks, and we're like, well, maybe it'll come up. So when we pulled cards, in my hand, I ended up with a wild card, and so he dropped his... Okay, so the five cards we pulled were Kink Photography, Wax Play, Worship, Wild Card, and Rope Play. So he dropped his Kink Photography card. I dropped my Rope Play card. He dropped his Worship card, I think. I dropped the Wild card, and then he said... Like, before I drop another card, you have to tell me what your wild card's about. And I was like, anal hook. And he's like, okay. And so then he dropped his wax play card. So, because I have the predicament bondage with an anal hook thing I would like to try, we kept my rope play and my wild card. And then he went with wax play, and so he's gonna tie me up, secure a rope to my asshole, and then drip wax on my ass.
Yep.
So, of course he's down for these things.
Absolutely.
I'm goddamn nervous. I'm nervous for a lot of reasons.
Why?
Because, like, I've never been, like, bound, I guess, in a way that I can't escape.
We've done that before.
I mean, absolutely. But we've been like, if you lay me on a table and tie me to the table and I get to, like, just relax, okay, with the heating pad.
Mummification, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and then you beat me. That was fun with the bubble wrap. That was a good time.
These things are...
They... I don't know.
I don't know why you're thinking you've never been tied up.
Feels more it feels more, I don't know, and it could all come down to the hook, because I also am not the biggest fan of things in my butthole. So
it's an acquired taste.
Yeah, and I have yet to acquire it. So I'm not the hugest fan of things in my butt. So then we talk about putting something in my butt and then like tying my hands behind my head while yeah. said thing is in my butt. Like that just takes it to a whole nother level of this all makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So freaking out, man. Freaking out.
And I think next time we should even like
step it up a notch.
Step it up.
Yes. So we like, talked about like once we pulled the cards, we just came up with all the wild and crazies.
I was just thinking sex during that situation.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I thought we were having sex tonight, but whatever.
All right, I'm all for it. I thought from our talks, we said let's
take slow, it easy.
Yeah.
Well,
let's take it easy.
Let's play it by ear. I've already like mentally prepared to be anal hooked, laying on my face on the carpet because my hands are tied behind my back.
I figured you'd want to stay upright.
I have no idea. I'm just saying I'm good for a good fucking. I don't know. But let's play it by ear because the whole thing is a little bit nervousy for me, you know? But no, I thought you were going to talk about the, because we said, oh, and the predicament bondage
yeah.
with the anal hook, and put the wax on, and then can you beat the wax off with right. the flogger?
Yeah.
And like, we were coming up with just all these different scenarios, and then I was like, let's take it fucking easy.
Yeah, so I was prepared to pour the wax.
Take the wax off.
Do some pictures. Take yeah. the wax off.
Let's be done.
And then next time we would
yeah.
ease into this.
Let's play it by our
I'm trying to get all fucking ear. Wild on you because it's your ass.
It
you
know is. What I mean? It is.
But and I'm all fucking for it.
I bet you are. Yeah. I don't know where I am.
Of course.
So we bought a wax double broiler.
I mean, and we
sort of
even,
thingy.
We can hook a fucking E-stem up to that hook, I'm sure.
Yeah, you did say that. And I said, shut the fuck up. I'm pretty sure that's how that part of the conversation went. So I'll just reiterate to shut the fuck up with that one. I don't know what you're thinking.
Great things, mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea.
Red. There. Now that we've taken care of that. Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm nervous for wit, and I'm going to be completely TMI honest here. Like, have you ever seen a hippo poop?
Nope, I don't think so.
Well, it happened at the zoo to me one time. So the hippo, its little tail just goes back and forth, like, and then it just diarrhea's like, and it just huh? fans with the tail. So having something in my ass, like, I just... Everything.
So you can do your
hippo poop
hook removal. I was thinking, if these are your concerns,
they are absolutely.
So
anything dealing with putting anything in my ass automatically causes hippo poop concerns. Like there's a button in there and you push it and everything ejects. Like I don't know.
So you can do your hook.
Yeah, just. When you're done,
have
just,
your moment.
Yep, keep the hook in there, and I'll go to the bathroom by my
That'll
goddamn
work.
Self.
That'll work.
These are my concerns in life. I don't know why I'm like this. I have a lot of different fears about a lot of different things for a lot of stupid reasons, and this is one of them. So
too much time at the zoo.
Yeah, it was just one time. That's all I needed to see in life, and I was like, oh, God, what if that ever happens to me? Want to stick it in your ass? No! Have you seen nipples? Jeez! And then I was reading on Reddit and I just, perfect fucking timing, come across this post that says, what?
Anal hook safety.
Yeah. Anal hook safety, and it was like, what concerns do I need to keep in mind when it comes to anal hooks? And I mean perfect fucking timing, because that was just yesterday, and we were supposed to actually do this yesterday, and so we read through it, and it said somebody knew an expert rigger, and his, like, the ball of the anal hook came off inside the person, perforated their bile, their bowels. Yes! Yeah, you can feel bad as a rigger. Like, I can't believe that happened, but somebody is out there, like, I don't know, multiple surgeries and shitting themselves, or I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know.
What?
I don't know, but I'm sure it ain't
good. You wouldn't just shit it out, I guess?
Perforated, torn.
Oh, it tore,
Yeah, that's
I was thinking it just came out without the ball on the end.
No, that would be the good part. That would be the easy part. Yeah. So there was that. There was somebody else that had said just make sure that the there's no like gag in the mouth or something so that safe words can be called.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Quick disconnect.
Quick disconnect and don't... Oh, they said that don't look at the things that you see in pictures and think that it's real. So why somebody looks like they're being held up
by a rope
attached to their asshole, that's not actually what's happening. You know?
We'll keep the pressure...
Yeah, don't put pressure.
Yeah, no minimum, just...
And then you said something yesterday, like, don't drag people around by their asshole.
Just grab the hook and come on!
Right. Yeah, so I mean, for us, I don't think that was an issue we need to be concerned with, but yeah, don't think that when you see in pictures somebody's being held up by their asshole, that that's really actually what's happening.
Somewhere.
Exactly. Probably. That's been photoshopped out.
Who fucking... with flesh hooks in fucking mine, shit can get crazy. So.
Right, but I don't think anybody's being held up by the asshole.
Solely independently, no.
But, right, but I mean, you can have like enough tension on all the other different ropes that the asshole rope is holding
one pound. Pressure. Yeah.
Right, but the picture looks like, no.
That's all of it.
Babe, no, come. I put a system in the room. I'm going to dangle you by your asshole. I saw it in a picture. It's totally doable.
It's fine.
I got this.
Check out FET. It's fine.
They do it all the time.
I haven't seen anything wrong there.
So, yeah, that was one. And then just overall, for negotiation purposes, I'm nervous.
Yeah, but we're going easy and light.
We are.
And totally. I don't think there's any reason for nervousness. If we start going at it and it doesn't work, then it doesn't fucking... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's... zero fucking pressure. You know what I mean?
Like, I tried to... I put in a butt plug yesterday.
What?
Was yesterday Friday? I don't know what day it is.
I didn't know any of this.
What's today?
Saturday.
Okay, so yesterday. Yeah, you were at work. And I was, like, trying to prepare. Because remember I had said before, I said I'm going to, like, put in a butt plug and get used to it. So I put one in.
Yep.
And I made a mistake of going in dry. It hurt so bad. I was like trying to walk around and I was like robot walking or mummy walking. I was just like, and like my goal was if I can keep it in for 15 minutes, then like we can do ropes and play and keep it in for 15 minutes. And I made it to like minute 3 maybe. And I was like, it's been 15 minutes yet. I can't do this. And so I went and I took it out. And then I, like, breathed. So let's try again. So I actually applied lubrication.
What do you have for...
I use coconut oil. But we have lube in here. I just happen to be in the bathroom. But use coconut oil. And it just... ba-doop, right in. And then I was like, no. Wandering around the house, doing things, whatever. And then I was like, I need to check the time. And it was, like, 30 minutes. And I was like, check me out. Me and my booty.
Right.
So I felt amazing. So.
Well, with those. Yeah, those aren't the same as a hook, though.
No.
I was going to say, we could throw a fucking rope through some of those.
We could, absolutely. But the butt plugs. So.
We got a.
What?
We got all these tails hanging.
I know, but again, life. I have a sensitive asshole. It's not even life. It's just, I'm uncomfortable with...
Well, I'm all right with that.
...stuff in my asshole. But I've worked on it a few times so that I could wear it. I remember the one day, like, I wore a tail for you?
Ass training we gotta do?
I'm not into that. Like, there is... I also don't want to. I would love to be able to wear a tail for you at all times. I also just...
I know. I remember when I came home, you had one in one
Yes. day. It was like my gift to you, and you were like, I'm going to stop by a store. Get the fuck home. Right. Look at the goddamn tail.
Traffic's bad.
So yeah. I can move the fuck on with life. I'm trying to do things for you. Fuck. But... And then the other thing about the anal hook is it's not like just a boop little plug. It right. is a long...
Well, and there's no, I don't know, gradual shaping. It's just a ball
yeah.
straight at the end. So
you just got to like put it on the asshole and punch it up in there.
Get a running start.
You have the hook in your hand. You just do it like you're... putting it through a fish, right, you know? You yeah. just put it on there and yank up real hard. I hate everything. I don't know why I want these things, but I do. So, yes. Let's use lube. Fucking, I don't know why I want these things, but I do.
Now's the time to have a gummy.
Right. Get high as a kite and then try
oh,
this out.
Oh, use that lube.
The weed lube?
Yeah.
Have an orgasmic asshole. I could try that.
That sounds amazing.
I didn't know which lube we were going to use, but I'm down for that.
There it is.
There we have it.
And I think you're supposed to do it like 15 minutes early to give it time for
I'm not settling about in. To wear a hook for 15 minutes to wait for it to feel good.
No, like you just rub it on your ass.
Oh, just rub it on my asshole.
And then in 15 minutes... everything should be happy.
We can see about these things. I don't know, because maybe I just want to put it on, we do what we do, and then I can feel the happy at the end. Okay. I don't know. I'm confused and I don't know.
Either way, I think it's a good idea.
Let's do it. Okay, the rope... The tie that we decided to go with was the behind the head something or another. What was it called?
Was it called? Fuck if I know.
It had a name.
Yeah. Hands together, behind the head, around the torso.
Around the V-shape lats or whatever that I don't have.
And then connect it into the hook.
And we were doing all the...
So if you pull, it pulls up on the hook.
Well, yeah, but we were doing all the tie-offs before the hook went in to help with the not getting all crazy with my asshole. Oh, it's just called the over-the-head chest harness, and we found it on Bound Jocks on YouTube.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we're going to apply the ropes, apply the hook, and we have wax melting right now.
Yes.
Have we covered that?
I don't even remember. We got a wax pour situation. It's like a double broiler thing.
It's pretty makeshift here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a double broiler. And then we used the, I don't even know what you call this, the melter that you use when you have the scented
wax.
Scented wax.
Yeah.
And you just you turn it on and the light bulb warms up the scented wax and the smell goes all through the house or whatever. We just took the top part where you put that wax at and we set the double broiler on top of it. So that's melting the wax.
How's it melting?
It's good. It's doing really
good.
And
we're melting the wax.
So this is Abby's wax from Notorious Toys. This is the Blacklight wax.
On Etsy, right?
Yep, she's on Etsy. So Notorious Toys on Etsy. If it follows our same pattern, it'd be etsy.com/shop/Notorious Toys.
You can just go on there and open Etsy and type it in, right? Just like
ours. I
think
so. I just, you know, just in case not. And then we are using our... Are you using the unicorn confetti again?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, and that's like kind of ties in with our toy of the month.
Yes, which is for our...
Half of it.
We hardcore patrons
get... Rope and a mannequin. Yep.
Hardcore patrons get toy of the month, and our new toy of the month is the unicorn confetti rope. And then we got a mannequin. We have not, because this is the first time we've done it. This is our first month. So a new patron perk for our $25 patrons, which are called hardcore patrons. Each month we'll take turns going out and getting a new toy.
I already got mine for next month too.
You do. And we will do an episode with our new toy for that tier, for that Patreon tier. So again, patreon.com/kinkyintroverts, $25 gets you a whole list of things. Of
shit. There's a list on there, right?
Like, basically, if you become a patron, you just may not have enough time in your day, your week, or your month to just get through all our bullshit, because there's a lot out there. So, if you like this one weekly podcast, you should definitely get out there and see what else we got going on. So, we're going to be using wax from Notorious Toys. We're using our toy of the month, our unicorn confetti rope from Die Addict. And on FET, he is Die Addict Rope, and I think his website is also Die Addict Rope, so it's DYEADDICTROPE.com, Die Addict Rope, and this unicorn confetti, and it was supposed to be a limited edition, but I think it still exists, maybe, hopefully, because it's amazing.
Once again, a link in the show notes, right?
Yeah, we'll do a link in the show notes, thank you.
Make it easy.
Just make sure I actually do that, please.
So you don't have to.
Because I'll forget. So, those are our toys. They all go well in the black light. And I know we love taking pictures in the black light, but whatever. We love it. So, every picture you see of us is probably going to be in the black light because whatever. Yes. Okay, negotiations again. Allow me to go and just walk off with a hook in my ass and shower by myself and deal with hippo poop or whatever.
Hippo issues, whatever.
And I had asked to keep the scene short. What did I say? I said at least 15 minutes. And you were like, 15 at a minimum. I was like, no.
Right.
I meant.
No, yeah. No, I get it. We're going introductory.
Yeah.
Anal hook level here.
Unless I like it. So I would also like to, I won't try to renegotiate mid scene, but if we get around the 15 minute mark and I'm having a really good time, I would like to negotiate now. I would like to keep it going. Mm-hmm. And if keep it going means have sex or let's try that beat the wax off of the flogger thing, like I would like to be able to, at that time, ask you if we could keep it going.
Do we have a flogger preference?
I would go with the suede because it's the easiest.
The same
to,
one.
Yeah.
It's your ass, though.
We actually have a feather flogger that we don't even use.
That would not go good, though.
It could be good for sensation play and, like, feather floggering in my back.
Oh, I was thinking, like, break the fucking wax off the ass.
I was thinking that, too, but then I was thinking I might like a feather flogger to the back as well. Just being spoiled
right,
now.
We can do a little sensation in there.
Yeah, we're going to, like, layer upon layer upon layer the kinks, because even though you tossed out the photography card, we'll probably do that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so all the things. We'll keep it short unless I feel okay enough to keep it going longer. And then I would also like to ask if we can grab the cooling gel pack from the freezer.
Yeah, the wax.
Exactly. Because I do have a hard time with wax, but I do want...
First time pouring.
Exactly.
So this may be...
Or it's going to be deadly, because how do you even pour a whole cup of wax onto my ass without it just like boiling my skin off? Right? Am I being crazy?
I think so, but...
Like, maybe we should get a tablespoon.
I'll dab it on myself before we...
Maybe we should get a tablespoon. You could just, like, scoop with a tablespoon and drizzle it on.
That'll work.
Yeah, because then you're not dealing with, like, fire, drop, 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 drop.
Well, there is no fire.
I know, that's why I said you're not dealing with fire because you're not doing candles, but you're also not being like, let me take this scorching hot boiling wax and dump it on. It could be hot. Okay, it could be warm. Okay, it may be fine. I'll bring a spoon just in case. Anyway.
We just put our hands on the pot just so everybody knows.
I will turn this shit off right now. It seems to be perfectly fine. I'm just being overly cautious.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. But yes. I think we're safe.
I know I'm a sensitive soul, so I just want to make sure. All right,
we'll do. We will test it out with spoon first, yeah. See how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll take it in steps.
Yeah. Let's see. We labbed. What did we lab? We labbed the tying of the rope.
Yep.
A few times. I did the butt plug.
You've done your anal training.
Yep. It's one quick training. Call it a day. Yeah, and we've done wax before, so I guess we don't need to lab that, but at least we know that I work better when we cool first and then drop hot later.
And I think this will go better with the cooling pad, because I think typically what we've done is just like ice, where it makes water on your ass, exactly. And then the wax kind of beads up a little weird, so exactly. I think just having a cold ass will help.
Exactly, so I'm excited to try this.
All right.
I think we're ready.
We'll get ready.
Okay. Moving on to station two. All right. I think we are about set up. We put the, what is this, plastic tarp on the ground. We'll be working from this area. We took a moment and furry flogged my back and my butt, and I really appreciated that. We've got the hook. We've got the rope. Oh, our hook, by the way, we were talking about making sure the ball of the hook doesn't unscrew, and ours is all welded into one full piece, so we're good there.
What about the lube for it?
Lubrication. Oh, we had some lube spray, and we should do another lube.
Well, some should be applied to that.
We should. And we also need to sanitize the hook, I think.
Yep.
So here is the alcohol spray, and I will grab a paper towel as well. So let's sanitize the hooker. Always sanitize your hooker.
Always sanitize your hookers.
These things are important, people.
Squeaky clean hookers.
Just the way we like them.
With no loose balls.
With no loose balls, that's right. Really need to be attached and weld up in there, yeah.
Make sure your hookers have tight balls.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Lubrication.
Where do we have that spray?
You got the gel one right
that
there.
That one? You want that one?
Yeah, we can use that one.
Okay.
You're going to do the arm rope first, right? And then the hook will be last? Or are we just putting it in there while you do the rope?
I was just getting it ready.
I'm just trying to be prepared.
I'll put it on after.
I don't know. I'm just trying to be...
dry out.
Just trying to... All right. Doing the handcuffs. And so this tie, my request we negotiated earlier was that the handcuffs are a bit looser than usual, and usually it's wrapped three times around, but testing it out the few times, I like it wrapped twice around. It feels better that way.
Twice around. Arms over the head.
Yep, hands behind the head. Wrap around the torso, under the boobs. I already feel like I need to go to the bathroom.
Do you want a break already?
I think so.
All right. Now is absolutely the time.
Yes.
Arms over the head.
Arms over the head. Untie the rope.
Untie the two times around.
Put on the robe.
It's all part of the process, folks.
It is. Our mannequin is now my robe holder, and I think that's awesome.
It's like buying the, like, fucking punching bag and it becomes a laundry holder, you know?
Right.
All right. It is time to do the thing again.
Again.
Attempt number 47.
All right. Binding the arms.
All right. Arms are bound.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Over the head.
Over the head. I'm trying to find the perfect V in my lats or whatever. What are these called? On the sides. Anyway, my body doesn't make a perfect V. Yeah. More like a potato sort of situation.
All right. Are you ready for your hook?
Am I ready for a hook in my ass? Of course.
Of course.
Who's not ready for a hook in their ass? Oh, so we attempted last night and we talked about maybe having an edible and blah, blah, blah. And then we ended up just talking all night and then going and watching TV and going to sleep. So tonight we're all clear-minded and stuff. We decided that may have not been the best idea. So we are clear-minded with a hook about to go in my ass.
Yeah.
Fucking fantastic, folks. Just do it. It's in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there. Ugh. Yeah, I could live without this. Oh, I don't even like just barely touching it to tie it.
Really?
It's the worst. Of all the things I could ever live without, this is 1,000% it.
This is where the anal training comes in?
I don't think so. Maybe this is a different sort of... Because, I've done plugs. This ain't it.
This is different.
It's
a whole different shape.
It is. It's weirdly angled and whatever. I don't even want you touching it. I know you're just tying, but... Sometimes when fantasies come true, you can just kind of leave them behind.
Reevaluate.
Yep. This fantasy can kiss my ass. You know what? Never mind. Stay away from my ass because you don't get to touch it anymore. This is stupid. Okay. When I stand still with no moving of the hook, it feels perfectly fine.
Yeah? You can find your happy place?
I can find a place. I don't know what we call it, though. I can find the deal with it place.
All right. There you are.
Yay for me.
I like you.
Don't touch it. Like me from afar. Like me from afar and leave me the fuck alone.
Let me just pour wax on you.
Yeah, let's just pour wax on me.
See how that feels.
All right, getting down. Yeah, I don't know if I thought this one. Let me see. I'm going to try to bend.
Yep, this is predicament.
Yeah, this is fucking stupid. I don't know why I want these things. I just say stupid things. And here we are. Okay, so I got to try to get down in a comfortable enough position to get wax poured on my ass. Okay, hold on.
Would you like me to make it easier on you?
Nope, I got this. Okay, I think I got it.
Are you ready?
I think so. So in yoga, I think this is called the frog, except I'm doing it with my hands tied behind my back. Oh, the ice pad thing is in the mini fridge.
I was ready to go without it.
Yeah, I bet you were. This is uncomfortable.
Is that nice and cooling for you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find a comfort. A comforting way to lay with my head and my hands tied behind my back.
Are you enjoying all this so far?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just the fact that there's a hook in my ass is just marvelous, huh?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Don't do up, because there's already a hook there, and that makes everything feel a whole lot worse. God damn it. Fuck. Oh. Oh, God. I love you.
Yeah?
Yep. Oh, yeah. No. This is gonna be like Splash Pad in a minute. Splash Mountain.
You ready? Do you feel cool?
I don't know. Let's just go for it.
I think you do.
Ooh, waxy, waxy. Oh!
Feel warm?
It... Ooh, Ooh, God, it's like... burnt butt cheek. Oh. I'm going to my happy place. I'll see you later. I can't even. It burns. Ow, 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 ow. What?
That is all of the wax.
No!
Uh-huh.
Aww.
Yeah. Would you like more?
No, I guess.
Because I can burn more real quick.
I know. Let's just... This is sort of a let's try it as much as it is a layered kinks.
How do you feel?
I feel I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Like my arms falling asleep. That was not a lot of wax at all.
Well.
I love you.
I love you.
I kind of want you to like wax my tits and everything, but at the same time, I don't want to mess up the rope either.
Right?
Yeah.
We can do a different one and mess that one up sometime.
Yeah. I don't know what I want. I thought the wax was going to last a lot longer.
It, because 3/4 of it instantly dried to the spoon and to the tin.
Ugh.
So you got to take it immediately from heat and pour.
Ugh. I feel like I want more. Okay, can we...
grab a candle and a lighter? Yes.
Meanwhile, I was like, can I get out of the ropes and we can just do wax play?
We can do that too.
Wait, let me think. Let me think of things.
Bend over first.
Bend over first?
Yeah.
For what reasons?
So I can take a picture of you.
Getting in position, sir. Make sure you get my socks, because they're amazing. Love you.
Okay. Okay.
I love you.
I love you. Amazing.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to stop. You want to leave me like this. There's a hook in my ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's not comfortable.
No.
No. It doesn't make the whole thing better. Are you ready for it better? It just makes it like, by the way, remember what's in here. It makes it feel like that.
Are you ready for it to...
Yeah.
Be it done?
Yeah, I just want to come back for more other things. And I guess I'm not the type where butt plugs add to the sexy. It's just like, no, this feels weird and I don't like it. Freedom. Freedom.
All right, I will be back, and then I want more things. We're going to layer up some other stuff, maybe leave the rope out.
All right. All
right. I love you. All right, we're back for more play, and there are also train shots. Train shots!
Train shots.
I don't know why. I don't know if it's my hearing's worse. No, you said we used to have the doors open, and we don't anymore.
We used to have these windows open, too. Oh, look at what you just missed.
What did I miss? Oh, the frog is back! Before, there's frog down here and there was a little lizard up there and they were like looking at each other. And I was like, it's a love story. The lizard's gonna drop its tail and pretend to be a frog. And they're gonna be in love forever. Hey, froggers. Oh, God, we don't have anything but nasty stuff.
Well, I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Come on, you can shoot Maker's Mark if you want.
Shoot whiskey? People shoot whiskey, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a very fine one.
We're going to shoot fine whiskey.
You know, yeah, that's a... Yeah. It's not really even a shooting whiskey. That's like a sipping, so you should be good.
That works.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit above.
You want to use an orange?
We do have limes.
I know. Okay, okay. I know this is weird. I'm going to make a train shot old-fashioned. I'm going to get the old-fashioned mix.
Drop a cherry in there or anything?
Yes, I am. I'm going to squeeze an orange in there and drop a cherry in there.
Cherry juice, at least, you know?
Do we have cherry?
Put the juice of each in there.
Yeah. Let me squeeze some orange in there. I know this just got super fancy for a train shot.
I could just sip the drink that I currently have. That's the same thing.
But we're not going to because we're train shotting together. So there's that.
I hope it's good. This would be a
fun thing to do.
I've never seen an old-fashioned shot.
Oh, man, I used a spoon for the wax.
I'll go get you a spoon.
Oh, thank you. Are you sure there's two cherries left? We could just do cherry juice and skip the spoon.
Let me get you.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm going to pour a little bit of cherry juice in here. I should wait for a spoon. I'm going to wait for a spoon. I've already, like, dropped liquids all over our countertop. Like old-fashioned mixed syrup. All right, thank you. It's like the longest train shot in the history of train shot. Okay. Here is your old-fashioned train shot. I know that's all the way to the top.
Sure as fuck is.
Anywho, sip it then.
Jesus.
I don't know.
Jesus.
Train sips in a shot glass.
Train shots, love you.
Train shots, love you. I totally used... Mm-hmm. And I used a cherry as my chaser. I just, like, swallowed all of it with the cherry and then bit the cherry.
Oh, I was worried that was going to turn into a fucking mess.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Cherry goes halfway. Stuff splashes.
I thought you were going to say that.
Accent. Choke on a cherry. Swallow the cherry. And... It's very good, though. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I use the cherry as the chaser, too, and that's fucking perfect.
Yes.
Damn. You can fucking bottle that.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, wait. What do you mean? Did I just make the perfect old-fashioned, except it was in a shot glass? I don't want to talk about it.
I think you made a great old-fashioned shot with a cherry as a chaser. Never seen it before, and it works amazingly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe we should always do old-fashioned
train shots. Fucking make it. Whatever you did, put it in the book.
Yes. By the way, we're trying to make a bartender's recipe book of some sort. So.
What do you got for it so far? Are you still trying to...
Oh, it's all our breast milk stuff, and I still gotta figure out the formulas to that. But that'll be, whenever we get that put together, that will be, of course, patrons get it for free, because patrons get perks. And then we'll put it in the Etsy shop. So if you want to see a bunch of breast milk recipes and some other shit, that'll be there. Okay. We are going to do some more play now. But we'll wrap this up and then we'll just play just to play, I suppose. So we did the layered kinks.
Yep, it was a quick one.
It went really quick. I thought the wax was going to last longer.
That was the goal, kind of, right?
Kind of.
The initial going into it.
Yeah, because the anal hook part was, and the predicament bondage for me, like, that was sort of a let's try it, because I've never done it before, either one. So that was a let's try it for me. And we tried it. So, yeah, in that case, it going a bit quicker was better than it going too long.
And what'd you think of it?
It's nothing I'd do again.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to use...
So does it... I mean, it's definitely a unique...
If
it doesn't compare to the tails?
I don't... Well, yeah, it does kind of. Like, the hook feels a little bit differently, but... Overall, I think I'm just not a butt plug girl.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not my style.
And we got a few of them.
We do, and I want to wear them for you really bad. Like, I really desire... Like, I look at them a lot, and I really want to. Promise you, I'm not a butt plug girl.
You gotta find the numbing.
I just don't want things in my butt, I guess. I'm sorry.
Is it a mental or a pain thing, though?
A mental, I don't...
Yeah, yeah, okay, so it's not a matter of...
Yeah, numb all you want to. I still don't want stuff in my butt. So we could definitely, like, hook my vagina and play that like that. Yeah. I mean, we could try right now if you want to. I washed it, I bleached it, so it is completely sanitized. I say that until I'm in the hospital.
Right.
I can go and re-bleach it, and we can try that.
Is that right?
All right. So yeah, it was. If we were to do it again, I would make that our vaginal hook, and that I'm sure I could enjoy. And if you were able to fuck me with a vaginal hook in there too, maybe that'd be fun. I don't know how it'd feel if your dick was rubbing against a steel ball. I don't know.
We can definitely try it.
Yeah. And again, it's all welded together, so there wouldn't be any jagged edges for you to, like, jab your dick on or anything like that.
Plus. Yeah.
So I would definitely try again using it that way, but for this time I did it. The fantasy was better than reality. Reality was like, ugh.
Aren't they usually though?
I don't know.
Is there any time you've, like, I super want to try this, and you were like, holy fuck, I thought it would be nice, and that shit was amazing?
I don't know. I want to super try being a millionaire. I'm thinking that it's going to be as great as I think it's going to be. No, I don't know if I've tried anything, and it was as great as I thought it was going to be, or
even better. Like,
right.
Is there anything that's ever been better than the hype you put yourself up to in
your head? Have to go through a whole lot of memory banks, and my memory is not that great, so I don't know. I don't know.
I enjoyed putting a hook in your ass.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I did.
I know. Look. I'm uncomfortable. State for the record, book, it did come out completely clean, so my hippo theory is bullshit.
Is bullshit.
I don't care. I'm going to feel that way every time. So.
It's perfectly acceptable, I think.
Yeah. So, fine.
I'd imagine most people feel that same way.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah.
When you look on the interwebs, everybody seems to really be into all the anal things with no worries at all. And we'll I don't understand.
Take
but,
a survey.
Right. Find out the real deal. Mm-hmm. Holy feel. So yeah, it went. We have a whole night ahead of us. Let's move on to other things because they're still fun to be had, I believe. So this was... For you, it was what? You got to stick a thing in my ass.
Yeah, no, that was great. And I think the rope was all right. You know, I didn't want to go too tight, so we had some extra slack roughly in it. I'm sure you can see in the pictures. But it definitely worked, and I did the quick disconnect, so it is going to look like, I guess in a picture, it's not going to look pristine. You know what I mean?
I think the pictures look nice.
I think.
We'll put the pictures in kinkyintroverts.com in the gallery. When you go to the gallery, it will be the first set of pictures, because that's where I put all the... Well, I've started, so there's not a lot of pictures there. But it's the pictures that relate to the episodes we've just done. So you can kind of see a little bit of
behind the scenes. I think the wax, I think I'm along the same... Thinking the same as you. Yeah. Like, that shit went fucking quick. And it was all because as soon as you take it off the warming lamp, it starts cooling.
Yep.
And it went... It cooled quicker than I expected. Yeah. I mean, within 1 minute, 90% of it was done and hardened over. And you know what I mean?
I'm going to say, for the record books, I did say to just grab the warmer and bring it over all the way. Remember?
Did you?
Last night.
I don't know.
Said take the cord and pull the warmer over there. And you're like, I just...
Well, I know. And then I think the idea of the spoon came to be.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like, I'm just going to pour that fucking thing over you.
Yeah, and then it just didn't...
You know what I mean? Think
that it would get so, like, harden up so fast, so there's that.
So, like, I didn't expect using a spoon, I guess, when I was thinking of it all. But, yeah, lessons learned.
Mm-hmm. And we have a wax melter thingy. And it's got, like, little pourry things on it.
Yeah, see, that's...
I know, but
that's
I'm
where
also,
we're getting, right? That's where we're going.
I'll get there someday. Like, I can take an ice bath first and dry me off and then just, like, dump wax on me and I'll be perfectly fine. So, it happened. It was quick. A lot quicker than expected. Like, a lot quicker than expected. But it happened. Fantasies were fulfilled.
Good.
And I like the way that the cards just happened to make it that way.
It worked out that way with the wild card.
The fucking wild card. I'm glad we decided to put a wild card in the deck. Because you never know when you're going to need it, right? So, I was glad I got dealt the wild card. I was glad I got to use the wild card. Because I just, 5 minutes earlier, said, I have this little fantasy thing and I'm going to tell you about it. And then, boom, we got to make it happen.
Yeah.
Well, it was more like, boom, hold on, I'm not ready. Boom, hold on, I'm not ready. Boom, let's just fucking do it. But anyways, it happened.
So, do you think it would help with a smaller ball on the hook or any, like, do they
Will
make
it go
them?
In my ass?
All right, I guess we're back to that. It's a mental thing,
exactly.
Right? Okay. I'm just trying to think of you.
I know. So just put it in my vagina instead, and we're all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the angle and... We'll see.
Yep, just vagina all the way.
And then I can drag you by it?
Yes, drag me by my vagina! Like, I'll just hold the rope with my hands, and then you just drag me around the room. Another fantasy has emerged. Right.
If we get a massive slip and slide going.
Yeah, just run and drag me by the vagina. Yeah, I'm into all that. Into these things. Then we'll be back like vaginal tearing. Don't do it.
And we can have a medical episode.
Right. Someone please call 911. Right,
yeah.
We called someone please call 911. That'll be our episode. All right. So that's that. Again, on patreon.com, the About That episode will come out tomorrow, Wednesday, after you hear this episode. So, catch it there. And we'll spend our time thinking of other things that we haven't already mentioned in our debrief. And they'll all be there. Alright?
Alright.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
You like that, don't you?
I do.
Back up! No!
One last one.
Oh. Ah! Poke!
Punch you in the balls later.